So Anthony Ghost, just run us through today what you guys have been doing. I know you've got a lot of media training. Sorry to stick another mic in your face, but are you getting a little bit more used to it here here at the Dome?
Yeah, I mean, the media training is, I have a lot of fun with the media. I like talking to the media. I feel, you know, I don't see any problems with it. I enjoy it. Hope they enjoy it talking to me. And, you know, we've had a lot of media training, a lot of, you know, Dale came in. I can't remember his last name. I know his first name is Dale. He came in and talked to us about, you know, team skill building and, you know, things like that, and how to set goals and, you know, progress in those areas. And, you know, just being around the guys here, you know, obviously the organization feels great, you know, very highly about everybody here. So it's just being around these guys, and you know they're going to be teammates, so you know, why not get to know them better and, you know, enjoy being around them and having a good time here in Toronto.
My first question, I gotta ask, a lot of athletes have highs and lows in their career. I mean, to this date, what would you say is the best moment you've had?
The most fun I ever had was this past month playing down in Venezuela. That was the most fun I ever had playing baseball, just being able to go down there and compete with those guys. I mean, the fans were unbelievable. The team was unbelievable. I had a tremendous time, and you know, that was the highlight of, you know, I guess you can say the most fun I ever had.
And do you think these, you know, these high moments and the low moments build your character as an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because you know what it feels like to be on a high, you know what it feels like to be on a low, and you just want to, you know, keep it balanced to where you're not feeling too much of either, and you know, continue to stay even keeled throughout the course of your career.
A lot of people say that you could, you know, start in center field, you know, this coming year. Do you think your speed and your ability to read the ball are those reasons why? And do you agree with that?
You know, I don't, you know, they have a great center fielder now, Colby Rasmus, and, you know, it's his job, and, you know, I respect that and I know that. So, I have some developing to do down in the minor leagues, and until I'm ready, you know, it's going to be his job. And, you know, he does it really well. I got the opportunity to be around him for a couple of days this past year in New Hampshire, and, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete with a lot of ability and a great center fielder.
You talk about development in your game. What do you think you need the most work on?
You know, I've just got some, you know, I've got to be more consistent at the plate. You know, this year I went played in the fall league, and I played in Venezuela to work on my consistency at the plate and on the off-speed pitches. And so now, you know, we'll carry that over with, you know, implementing the bunting and a two-strike approach this next season of 2012, and see where it takes me.
When you look at someone like Brett Laurie coming through the system and making such an impact with the Blue Jays, and he seems to fit in so well, is that inspiring to you?
Oh, most definitely, because, I mean, as a young guy who, just like myself, was brought here in a trade, and, you know, he's new to the organization, and, I mean, look at just like you said, the impact he had amongst the team, in the clubhouse, I mean, the community, all of Toronto, I mean, all of Canada, just the intensity and excitement he brought here, it just makes me, you know, it's exciting to not only me, but the rest of the guys in the organization to be able to want to come and play next to him and, you know, hopefully bring some of that same excitement.
You know, a lot of scouts, coaches, managers can look at your stats on a sheet, but, you know, you got to see you play to know that you're a leader by example, you're a leader vocally. Would you say you're a leader, and what type would you fall into?
I think I can be a bit of both, you know, by example and vocally. You know, I don't know if it's me. I don't know. I just go out there and play and have a good time. And, you know, I just want to, you know, when something happens, I like for everybody to look at me and, you know, hope that I can do it for them. And, you know, when we're down and, you know, if something happens on the field, I hope everybody's looking at me, knowing that I'm going to get the job done, that type of deal.
All right. I got one soft question to end this one. Who is a player, baseball player, that you've always grown up admiring, looking up to? There's always, you know, one athlete in mind. For me, it was Rivera. I was a pitcher myself, and playing softball, I mean, that guy was lights out. He's best reliever of all time. Who would be someone?
Canada?
Yep, played on the junior national team, and then I went to UAB to play softball. Okay. NCAA. So I have some experience in the game, but I mean, growing up, there wasn't softball wasn't that big. I'd say maybe Jenny Finch was someone I looked to, but Yankees have always been my team. Rivera is my guy. Who would be a player that you've always admired?
Now I have one question for you. How can you be a Rivera fan and be a reporter for the Blue Jays?
I can't move to New York, okay? I don't have that kind of coin yet.
Oh, no. A player that, you know, growing up that I always liked were I liked Juan Pierre and Kenny Lofton, just because knowing the type of player that, you know, growing up that, you know, you always hear about and, you know, compared to, you know, you kind of start to lean towards those guys. And, you know, those were two guys growing up that I kind of liked and want to resemble my game about. I mean, like. And, you know, now Carl Crawford's in the scene and Jacoby Ellsbury, and those are two tremendous, you know, athletes who can play center field. Jacoby plays center field and Crawford plays left. But, I mean, what they do offensively and on the base pass is similar to what I'd like to resemble my game.
Those are also two players that you want to face sometime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a great opportunity to get the chance to be able to play against them, you know, in the big leagues. Spring training is one thing, but in the big leagues, in that environment, it'll be something different.
All right, other than the Rogers Center here, what's the first park you want to play in the majors?
You know, I never really thought about it. I just want to...
I'm putting you on the spot. You got to answer.
I think maybe New York, just because the atmosphere.
Thank you.
But
get
I don't
a
know
taste of the bleacher
creature. I'm not a fan of New York.
No, that stadium's prolific, though. Well, they... Not this one, but the older one, I guess.
I think, yeah, New York or Boston, just, I mean, the fan atmosphere. I like playing in big crowds and, you know, the atmosphere of the crowd, so.
Speaking of the crowds, they heckle visiting teams, and they're pretty obnoxious. Do you think you can handle that? I mean, sometimes they'll throw stuff your way, you being in center.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind. I like the excitement. I feel like I thrive on it, and, you know, it motivates me to, you know, do better. Whether I do or not, I feel like it's a motivation.
All right, thank you so much.